With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The government shutdown continues into a 32nd day, the pain for many Americans deepening, and the pressure on Washington is intensifying to resolve the stalemates.
The twin crises at the heart of the government shutdown fight in Washington coming to a head. The federal food assistance program facing delays and uncertainty. Meanwhile, millions of Americans are set to see a dramatic rise in health insurance bills. The shutdown, the second longest in history, entered its second month Saturday.
Julie Walker reporting. Continued staffing shortages and air traffic control facilities are causing delays at airports. Controllers have been working without pay since the shutdown began October 1st, and Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy has been warning that travelers will see more flights delayed or canceled the longer controllers go without a paycheck. The FAA reported staffing-related delays Friday at airports in Boston, Nashville, Houston, Dallas, and Newark, New Jersey. Despite the government shutdown, public policy expert Matthew Contornetti says Congress was very busy this past week.
The idea that President Biden was not really running the country, at least certainly not toward the end of his administration, and perhaps for far longer. And then here, Arctic Frost, the sense that the Justice Department, elements within the FBI, and as we know from, you know, even some of the other national security agencies, viewed themselves as partisan actors who deemed half the country as engaged in a potentially criminal enterprise.
Contornetti tells the Salem Radio Network that Arctic Frost, a widespread Biden DOJ spy operation, aimed to learn about the activities of hundreds of Republicans and conservative organizations. He says it was a massive surveillance operation targeting the conservative movement as a whole. British police say 10 people have been taken to hospital after a mass stabbing attack on a London-bound train, 9 with life-threatening injuries. This is SRN News. Some good news from America's Protestant pastors.
According to a new Lifeway research poll, things are looking up from an economic perspective. The survey finds that a little less than half of clergymen say the economy is having a negative impact on their congregation, down from two-thirds who said the same thing in the last year of the Biden administration. Lifeway reports 37% of Protestant pastors have seen giving go up this year, 39% say it has stayed the same, 20% say it's down. Michael Harrington reporting.
Massachusetts Democratic Congressman Seth Moulton says he will challenge longtime Democratic Senator Edward Markey in 2026, arguing that it's time for the party to embrace a new generation of leadership. Moulton called flak from some members of his party last year for rejecting transgenderism, saying he doesn't want his daughters playing sports against boys. His challenge to Markey illustrates a growing split in the Democratic Party over transgenderism. This is SRN News. A defeat for pro-lifers.
A New York judge has dismissed a legal challenge from Texas seeking to enforce a civil judgment against a doctor accused of prescribing abortion pills to a Dallas-area woman. The case tested New York's Shield Law, which protects abortion pill providers. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton wanted a New York court to enforce the decision against Dr. Margaret Carpenter. Acting Ulster County Clerk Taylor Bruck refused, citing the Shield Law. Justice David Gandon ruled that Bruck followed the law, stating Carpenter's actions were legal in New York. Keith Peters, Washington.
The closest supermoon of the year is approaching in a few days. It happens when a full moon is closer to the Earth in its orbit, making it appear slightly bigger and brighter. Wednesday's event is the second of three supermoons this year and also the closest. The moon will come just within 222,000 miles of the Earth. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.